It's springtime in Australia, and fire season has started early. In the state of New South Wales alone, more than 6,000 square miles of land have burned since early November. At least half a dozen people have died. Haze has lingered for days this week in Sydney, as well as further west in the city of Adelaide in South Australia. Health officials issued warnings as air quality deteriorated to hazardous levels. Fire conditions ranged from dangerous in South Australia to catastrophic in Victoria. It's also been a week of extreme heat across Australia. On Wednesday, temperatures in parts of every state in the country topped 40 degrees Celsius, 104 degrees Fahrenheit. Thursday, Melbourne tied a record high temperature going back to 1894. Drought is another complicating factor. Water restrictions are being put into place in Sydney, the most severe in a decade. For example, starting next month, residents who want to water their gardens or wash their cars at home can't use hoses. They're limited to using a watering can or bucket. Fire season in Australia usually peaks in their summer, and officials are concerned about dry conditions and high temperatures that may continue for several months. With the Asian Minute, Bill Dorman, Hawaii Public Radio.